What is mindset and why is it so important? You've been listening to this podcast, you've been listening to Monday Mindset episodes for a while now, and you're still wondering, Julie, why is mindset so important? What is this? I love what you're saying, but I'm not really tracking with what the details are with mindset. Well, guess what? Today is your day. I'm going to tell you a little story as always. I was speaking with my husband recently, and he had this big epiphany, and it shocked me, and it will probably shock you as well. He began reading a book I received in the mail. I happen to already have a copy. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks like this. It's called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. And it is by kind of the guru who launched this whole concept of mindset, Karen Dwork. And I might be saying her last name incorrectly. It's spelled D-W-E-C-K. So anyhow, but Carol is like the forerunner in the mindset world, right? She's an American psychologist. And my husband is starting to read this book. And he tells me, oh, wow, did you know this about mindset? And did you know that mindset is XYZ? And I looked at him and I kind of gave him that condescending. I'm totally admitting right now. It was kind of that condescending, like, oh, you're so cute. And I looked at him and I said, honey, you realize that this is what I talk about all the time, right? That when I was in the classroom teaching, that this was like the foundation of how I taught in my classroom, right? And he hadn't quite put it all together. He's like, I mean, I know that that's what you were doing, but I really didn't understand what you were doing. So that lets you know that I wasn't communicating very well, apparently. But I thought, wow, that could mean that other people who are listening to this podcast specifically for mindset episodes might not really understand what mindset is. And so I am going to be launching in today. I'm going to give you a general overview of mindset, the two different types of mindsets that there are. I'm going to give you a way to identify what mindset you predominantly face the world with. And then I'm going to give you some ideas on how to grow your mindset in powerful ways to just really produce the results you're looking for in life. And over the next couple of months, I'm going to be unpacking some very specific components of mindset to help everybody tweak, modify, adjust, whatever it is that you need. I am so excited. Season 2 launches in May, but let this be the precursor to it, right? Before I totally dive in, I want to ask you, have you already hit that subscribe button? Because I promise you the next 2 months of mindset episodes are not episodes that you are going to want to miss. And if you have hit that subscribe button, have you shared already and have you left a review? Those things mean far more than you realize, and they don't take too long to accomplish. Just scroll all the way down to the bottom of whatever app you're on, and you'll be able to leave a 5-star review and a rate. Switch that, right? Rating, 5-star, and a review. Just type up something that you love about the episode or the podcast. I would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and jump in now to the two predominant mindsets. So we have a fixed mindset and we have a growth mindset. And the fixed mindset is one that, well, I was born this way. This is how I am. My IQ is a certain, and that's how it's going to be. My physical ability is a certain way, and that's how it's going to be. This is who I am. This is how I was hardwired, and there isn't any changing it. Some of the difficulties that come with that fixed mindset are that oftentimes people believe, well, that is how I was born. So I'm never going to be a good artist because guess what? I wasn't born with that artistic ability. So the world really becomes a world of haves and have nots, right? I either got it when I was born or I didn't. And if I didn't get it, well, I can't develop it. And this is just how I'm going to have to live my life. Some of the struggles that can come with having a fixed mindset are that there's a fear of failing. Those are the fixed mindset. They might be afraid to try something new. They don't want to be judged. They don't want to be criticized, and they might even stop early. Maybe they'll try ice skating, for example. They'll, you know, slip, fall a few times, and then they'll just simply say, yeah, you know what? This just isn't my thing. they want to avoid being judged, being criticized. And so often, if they see an obstacle, they're going to just stay away from it. It's like, oh, I don't want to go there because I don't know if I can overcome this, and I don't want to put myself in that position. And so oftentimes, that fixed mindset means that a person isn't reaching their full potential. You know, I often speak about that everyone has some superpower within them. They were hardwired with this. With a fixed mindset, that superpower can never be drawn out, because usually that superpower requires some error, some stumbles, some falls. Here's a little distinction between the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And that is, the fixed mindset, they are looking for external validation, whereas the growth mindset, they are just trying to develop themselves. And so it's a very fluid measure. Some other characteristics of a fixed mindset. You could imagine, if you're persisting trying to do the same thing and you're getting results that aren't what you desire, you're going to be frustrated. And is that going to leave you very motivated to go tackle the next project? Probably not. Okay. And so the person with that fixed mindset, often they lack motivation, and they don't believe that their efforts to perform better are actually going to materialize. And so they just simply avoid the challenges that life will throw at them. And unfortunately, they oftentimes find themselves really envious of those who are successful around them. I'm going to share a frustrating fact with you, and it's a little alarming. But our school system, which I taught in for 13 years, is based predominantly on a fixed mindset. Abilities are praised, and there is a lot of labeling, which is the same thing as judging, based off of test scores. So if you're battling a fixed mindset, part of you can look back to, what was your upbringing like? What was your home like? What was your school system like? And what was validated? Were you validated when you persisted through challenges, or was it just slapped with a label of some sort? On the other hand, let's go ahead and look at what a growth mindset looks like. Growth mindset oriented people, they look at their talents as endless wells that they can draw upon. They believe that they can be good at anything, and not just rose-colored lenses. They understand that they can develop fresh abilities, that if they are willing to be dedicated, if they're going to persevere, they can figure something out. Some of the benefits of having a growth mindset would include, greater comfort with tackling personal risks and striving for more stretching goals, higher motivation, enhanced brain development across not just what they're working on, but across a myriad of tasks. They usually have lower stress, lower anxiety, lower depression, and they have better relationships and, higher performance levels. It kind of seems like a slam dunk to lean towards the growth mindset in life when you hear these differences, right? I've told you the two different types of mindset, fixed and growth. But how would you know? And you probably already know, but how could you know if you had, say, a fixed mindset? Here are a few questions that you could ask yourself. Do you believe that success is just from natural talent alone? Do you worry about being seen as intelligent? Or are you afraid of saying the wrong thing? Do you feel threatened, jealous, or as though you somehow lost out when you see others that are successful? Are challenges or difficult situations something you avoid because you didn't want to risk failure? Are obstacles a tendency to stop you from achieving your goals? Do you find obstacles difficult to overcome and maybe use them as a reason to quit? Now, the last one. This could be a zinger for a lot of people. You might feel like, oh, that was all fine. How do you engage constructive criticism or negative feedback? Do you avoid listening to it at all costs? Are you defensive? If you're answering yes to those, if those are resonating as, oh yeah, I identify with that, Julie, then you can be sure, pretty sure that you are approaching the world from the fixed mindset position. here are some ways that you can look to see if you're approaching it from a growth mindset position. Okay. You believe that intelligence can be developed. You embrace those challenges. You persist in the face of setbacks and obstacles. You just stick to it like glue. And you view your effort as a path to mastery. Instead of being upset by criticism, you learn from it. The successes of those around you are inspirational to you, and you find lessons that help you along your path. Finally, a person with a growth mindset, they are going to welcome the new challenges. They are going to welcome those setbacks as an opportunity to learn and grow. Okay, I'm not saying that people with growth mindsets absolutely love them. I'm just saying it's like, okay, well, this is part of the process. I'll accept that and I'm going to grow and learn from it. I want to make a clear distinction at this moment that your attitude and your mindset are not the same thing. Okay, your mindset is how you see the world around you, and your attitude is how you interact with the world according to what you see. How do you go about developing your mindset? This is the coolest thing. Your mindset is yours. And now that you know the two different main mindsets, you get to decide what kind of mindset you are going to have. You get to decide your approach to the world, and it's super cool and exciting. What's also really exciting is that your brain is like a muscle, okay? Just imagine you go to the gym, you work out, and you do that so that you can grow your muscles, that you can grow your cardio endurance, right? Well, guess what? Your brain is no different, okay? So the more you are engaging your brain, the more it is going to grow. In fact, what's super cool, it's actually going to become dense, just like muscle. And you're going to develop all these neural paths within your brain. So every time you learn something new, you have these new neurons, like they're all getting connected. And it's endless. You can create as many pathways as you want. So, and the coolest part is that this is not age dependent. Okay. So you can't give me some excuse of, oh, well, you know what? I'm later in life. I don't need to do this, or I can't. No, guess what? This is something that is a lifelong process. As you are continually growing and learning, you are creating this super ultra dense brain. And what's super cool is that maybe the first time when you're learning something, everything's, you know, it's building the pathways, right? And it's connecting things that you already know. But the more you do something, and this is, it's going to sound just like common sense, but the more you do something, the more you practice something, the more efficient all of those connections are made. I think, love them or hate them, I don't know, but my husband's always talking about different figures, like I think it's Ben Shapiro, and he's talking about that guy can talk so fast and at such a high level on so many different topics. Well, one of the reasons is probably because he's been engaging it and he has all those neurons just firing, you know, across his brain. And you can too. It's not limited to just a few elite people. The more you develop the brain, the more power your brain will have. I love that our brains are created in a way that is like, it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you were born. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender, like it simply doesn't matter. If you have a brain, you have the opportunity and the power to grow this superpower to tackle the world and new tasks. So you're ready to develop your mindset, right? You want to have that super strong, mighty, dense brain. And this is a one time that it is A-okay for someone to say, you're so dense. That's actually going to be a compliment as time goes on, because you can simply say, that's awesome. My brain is super dense because I feed it all the time. Here are some ways that you can go ahead and get started right after you're done listening to this podcast episode on growing your mindset. First of all, just acknowledge, embrace the fact that you are not perfect, okay? Don't hide any longer from any weaknesses that you have. There is nothing that you cannot overcome if you are willing to address it. View challenges as opportunity. I've spoken in the past about failing forward. Okay, so that concept is that you might not have the outcome that you are looking for. And we would like to label that in a fixed mindset way of saying, oh, boom, that's a fail. But it's not a fail. It's simply feedback that is telling you, not this direction. You need to change your course just by 32 degrees, right? So listen to that feedback and allow yourself to view challenges as opportunities. The next one, the next way to grow that mindset is really challenging for me. And that is stop seeking approval. As a recovering people pleaser, it is something that I battle. And I have to always go back to what am I trying to accomplish here? So the growth mindset says, I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. I am not here to have somebody's approval and gold stars given to me by someone. My gold stars, my approval, all of those feelings come internally from that learning and growing process. In a similar vein, go ahead and start valuing the process over the finished product. That process is what's growing and developing you, right? Growing the brain, making it super dense and rich, and value that entire process instead of, I gotta hurry and get to the end. No, it's not about getting to the end. It's about all the things that take place in between. Super important. The next step is cultivate a sense of purpose, okay? Understand the bigger picture as to why you are going about something. That's going to keep you motivated to continually go and grow. I'm down to three more that I'm going to share with you, and the rest will be in the show notes. The next one is cultivate some grit. We hear that word so often. I even have a shirt and I've worn it in one podcast episode. I interviewed Chris Prefontaine, the smart real estate coach, and the shirt says, got grit, right? And it's a great shirt and I love grit. But I think a lot of times we don't actually define what grit is. So one way is to look at grit as perseverance to meet your goals. So how much effort are you actually willing to put in order to accomplish what you sought to go accomplish? Are you going to keep moving forward no matter what, even if the reward is super far away, or are you going to give up? The person with grit, the person with the growth mindset is going to keep going no matter what. I've got two more for you. You've heard me say this before, but that was almost an entire year ago. I cannot believe it. That is, get rid of those four-letter words from your vocabulary. Number one word to get rid of is can't. Just scrap it from your vocabulary altogether. In 2021, and I started this in 2020, I was trying to get rid of another word that was four letters as well, and that is the word hard. And it's not that hard is a bad word, right? It's just that in our minds, in our day and age, we associate hard with a lot of negative things like, oh, that's the impossible. Like that's just not ever going to happen or materialize. Versus if we say, oh, that's challenging, that's difficult. We seem to have a different mindset of, oh, we can go ahead and get through that. So find the words that are triggers for you that bring up negative connotations. Just obliterate them from your vocabulary and replace them with words that create this altruistic, optimistic feeling within you. It will help you, I promise. I have one more suggestion. And again, the rest are going to be in the show notes as well as the ones that I have shared with you so that you can read through these and really internalize what's going to serve you well. The last one I'm sharing with you right now is learn from other people's mistakes. Mistakes happen. And guess what? When we see someone else stumble or, you know, fail forward a bit, that's our opportunity to not make that same mistake and to just kind of jump ahead. Think of it like when you're playing a board game, maybe like checkers, right? And you can all of a sudden have this move where you can jump ahead a few different ways. That's your opportunity. Don't let someone else's mistake go past you without you learning. I'm going to leave you with some words from Carol Dweck herself. And she says, mindsets are just beliefs. They're powerful beliefs, but they're just something in your mind. And you can change your mind. I am so excited to dive into this with you and to really unpack just some of the little components of mindset for you along the way. Now, in the show notes, I have a few bonuses. I'm going to have a link for a quiz on mindset. So if you're still unsure, which I'm pretty sure that you're going to be sure where your mindset is, but if you're unsure of where your mindset is, you can go and take a quiz because don't we all like taking little quizzes and getting the email results to us? So there's going to be a link to a quiz in there. I have no affiliation with this. It's just something that I thought would serve you well. I'm also going to drop another link, and that is if you want to develop a growth mindset within your kids, I found another program. It is called Brainology, and it's, I think, a 4 to 6 week program that if you have kids, and let's just face it, kids' things often work for adults. So if you want to grow a little bit more together as a family, then you can follow that link. It is a paid program of some sort. I did some digging, but I didn't do all the heavy lifting for you. But I wanted to at least drop that your way because I know, like, even though I love mindset, I have one child that struggles with a fixed mindset. And so I see these as invaluable resources. And I personally can't wait to dive into Brainology. Gosh, I should have gotten an affiliate link with them. Mindset is super powerful and it can help or hinder you, whichever mindset that you are on. And I want to help lead you into a mindset that is going to unlock and unleash the full potential of what you were already created with. Okay. Every one of you has an opportunity to shine. And I am so excited. I'm so excited over the next few weeks. Now, if there is something that you would like me to touch on as we're going through the mindsets and how to cultivate specific traits within yourself, then please drop me an email. You can shoot that email to askmehowiknowpodcast@gmail.com and I'll respond to you. I care about you and I want to see you succeed. I am grateful for you and I appreciate the time you take to listen to Ask Me How I Know. I super appreciate when you share episodes that you know are going to help somebody in your life. So if this is an episode that you believe is going to help somebody in your life grow in any capacity, please take a moment and share it with them. It's super easy and you never know the impact that's going to have on that life. Until next time, remember, your freedom is also your choice. And it's just a matter of having that grit sometimes to take that next step to get there. Okay. Every step leads you closer to the freedom that you are looking for. So never give up, persist. And now go find your freedom.
Welcome to the Ask Me How I Know podcast. I'm your host, Julie Holly. I've had parallel careers between real estate and teaching elementary school. As the third generation in real estate and married to a successful residential realtor, you can imagine how alarmed I was when I discovered the power of apartment syndication when I was 42. I won't lie, I felt betrayed. All those years, how could I grow up around real estate, serve as a realtor, own single family investments, and never know the power behind investing in apartments? For the first time ever, my parallel careers became singular, a mission to educate people on how they can apply this powerful investment strategy to achieve their financial goals. I'm on a mission to reveal insider secrets that wealthy people know and use to create legacy wealth, wealth that lasts generations. If you're ready to learn how to expand your investment portfolio from Wall Street to Main Street in a hands-off way, if you want to up your real estate investment game, or needs to simply hit refresh on your mindset, then this podcast is for you. Join me and an unscripted conversation with highly successful entrepreneurs that will level up your investment strategy in a way that can change your future and generations to follow. You don't want to miss an episode because every episode will add one more step on your path to your dreams. So be certain to subscribe and be a giver. If this episode helped you, share it with someone you know.